Right. I'm just watching this. Right, great. Okay, we're back in the van again. And we're at the destination depot, and we've got Roger and Jennifer today. But Jennifer's going to tell us a bit about her business and what she does.
Good morning.
So off you go.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Crouch, and my cleaning company is called Iceline Cleaning Services. Iceline, well, Iselin is my mum's name. And I just think it's such a pretty name. It's so unusual. And that's why I thought of calling my cleaning business Iceline Cleaning Services. I've come from a big family. There is seven of us. So growing up was very chaotic. Living in a house with so many siblings. Cleaning, for me, came naturally because the house at times could be very chaotic, but my siblings would get at times annoyed because I would clean and put things away. But as we got older, I think they started to appreciate the fact that Jen cleans and Jen organises, because when I go and visit, I find myself doing that for them. One of my sisters was flying in from America this year. Well, not this year, this week. Says, oh gosh, Jen, you know, when Jen's coming to visit, it's like we need to really tidy up because Jen's coming. And I'll say, well, don't worry about that because I can help, as I do. Went to visit her in the States a couple of years ago, and spent lots of time organizing her cupboards, organizing her fridge, throwing things away, you know. Also things like what needs to go to the charity. We'll have like three different piles, one to keep, one things what maybe you might want, and things definitely for charity. The ones what you might want, eventually you can guarantee that pile is going to get a lot less, because I'm going to then encourage my sister, do you really want this, or is it something you really don't? And so the pile then got a lot less. Anyway,
I'm going to intervene here because this has already sparked up a few thoughts. Were you born to clean?
I think I was born to clean. It's just natural. It comes natural.
Right.
My own home has got to be clean. It's got to be organized. Everything has its place. When I use things, I put things back. And it's almost like training my family as well to do the same thing. So if you use tools, kitchen tools, just put them back so we can all enjoy living in the same house. You know, if you're looking for cleaning equipment, you shouldn't have to be going and looking for that in the lounge. It should be back in the kitchen in its right place. And I just find being organized, it just makes life a lot easier. Cleaning in the morning, I like to have beds made, open windows, take rubbish out. Breakfast posh should always be wash. My lounge before I go to bed, cushions are tidied. The lounge is tidied, things are put away, remotes are put back. And then I can go to bed, and it's just something I do every single day. And it's just natural to me as a person. So when I go out to clean, I like to talk with the clients on what kinds of things I can do for them. One of the things I was going to discuss today was about a bin. My pitch was going to be about a bin, because a bin is in the kitchen. A bin doesn't need to be piled high with rubbish, because then the bin will then pass odours on in the kitchen. So if you take the rubbish out on a regular basis and clean the bin at least once a week or once every other week, if you take it outside, just a cup of boiling hot water and clear cider vinegar. Top the two together, give the bin a clean, let it dry. Once you bring it back in, put a sheet of kitchen roll in the bottom, then put your plastic bag on top. It does prevent odours in the kitchen. And that's what we want, and that's what I was going to discuss today. Yeah.
So what stopped you?
Because we changed our pitch today. It was more
right.
on the basis of life experiences. So I spoke more about my family, coming from a big family, and being a middle child, and just organising.
Are people more sensitive to smell, or?
Well,
I mean, what is it? I mean,
I think sometimes some people don't smell. You know, exactly. They've just got so used to living in a house with odours.
They can't smell, or they don't smell.
Or they don't smell, and then somebody else walks in, and it's yeah. like, woof, right. you know, such a really strong smell. Like, I like a lot of fish, so like salmon can be...
Oh, satin, no, I don't leave that in my bin.
No, definitely not, but as cooking it.
Well, yes. Okay.
The aroma of salmon. So, you know, sometimes if you just have a pan with like lemons boiling, it can just cut the odour of the salmon.
Independently to cooking your salmon.
That's right. Or even an oil burner, you know, just to get rid of the odour of salmon in the air. Yes.
I tell you what I came across recently, which we use a lot, are those little bamboo sticks.
Very good.
Are they in what is it? A natural oil? I'm not sure.
That's right.
Aromatic
aroma.
Oil. It's called aroma, is it?
Yes.
Right.
And it's so nice in the room, because I like to go into a room, and for me anyway, I like to go into a room and know that it smells fresh. And if there's an odour, I'm going to find it. You know.
Do you have many friends?
My friends love when I come over.
So they can clean them up.
I think it's interesting to hear, Jennifer, that you're so clean and tidy yourself at home, because it's quite often said, I think the old saying is something like, cobbler's kids are always the worst shod, or something like that. So there's almost a perception that someone who is so passionate about cleaning other people's homes probably is really untidy and has pots like piled up on the sink and everything back at home because they're so busy cleaning other people's houses. So it's interesting to know that your own standards are so high.
Oh, it's got to be.
As well as the ones that you sort of have for your clients as well.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, I've got to live in a hoardly house. Or I think it would cause frustration for me. This week I am going to have a boiler fitted.
Right.
So already I'm
that
preparing.
That can be a clean thing.
Ooh, I'm preparing for my house.
Ready
to
do
be,
battle.
Yeah. Already it's like my carpets, because they're going to be going upstairs, are covered already, and I'm starting to box and move things out so they can get to the area where they need to get to. So things will be safe for the gentlemen to come in and work and do what they're doing, but also my house will be protected. You know, I'll have everything moved by Friday morning. They'll be able to come in, do what they need to do and leave. And as soon as they leave, I'll start to clean. It's because then I know then by the weekend I can then go back to normal and have a clean and tidy house. Naturally, next week then I've got to get the plaster in and start to prepare where the boiler had been removed, because the new one is going to be a lot smaller than the one what's originally there. Yeah. But it will be tidied. Yeah.
Excellent. Great example.
Yeah.
It's the cleanliness then. You know, we talk about bringing up kids and stuff. You know, can it be too clean?
Well,
sterile.
You know, well, this is a thing, isn't it? Because, you know, I have one son, okay. and who is... You know, his room at times can be very messy, but I go in there and I tidy. I put things away, I pick things up, I make sure rubbish is taken out, windows are open, beds are made, he knows, in the bathroom, towels have to be hung, you know, wipe round the actual bath and the shower area, make sure the windows opened for a while just to let out the condensation in the bathroom. Floors are kept clean. I do this, and I do this absolutely every single day, you know.
But does your son appreciate it, and I expect it done by you, or are you instilling that same standards in him?
I think he's now at the stage where he knows.
How old is he?
He's now 20.
20?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. And the thing is, with my son...
I don't think either of us were expecting that, were we, Martin?
I was expecting a six-year-old.
No.
20.
Okay, yes, right. Yeah. So now he knows Mum likes a clean house, and he's quite happy with that, you know. You know, when he goes out now, he knows when he comes in, shoes have to be removed, coats have to be hung. When he was at school, lunch bag had to be emptied, and so there's no smelly odours left in lunch boxes. If things are going in the wash, pockets have to be emptied. I like to turn clothes inside out and wash them on the inside. As soon as washing's... finish, I like to remove my washing from the washing machine and have it hung straight away. It's to me, it's just natural, and always been that way, always will. Yeah.
Right. But are you the exception? That's why you need Iceland cleaners.
Well, this is
it. People to do.
Oh yeah.
Or are you looking for more of the domestic side of things, or more commercial? I mean,
well,
how does that?
At the moment, it's more domestic, okay. Yes. You know, because clients have been more domestic. So when I do go in, it's nice when you can get a testimonial right. with people happy with your work. I did a job on Saturday, and on my way home, out of the blue, got a text just saying, thank you, Jennifer. To me, that makes me feel good, because
absolutely.
Then I know I've done a good job, and that's what I want to do
right.
when I go into somebody's home. I always think, you know, people's home is their castle. Treat it with respect, regardless of whatever the situation is. You know, you've gone in there to do a job, and do a job, and do a job well, you know, mm-hmm. because then I've got happy clients, and I'm also happy when I walk away as well.
So have you... How large, I mean, small, I mean, how many people clean for you, with you?
At the moment,
collaborate?
No, okay. I'm a sole trader,
okay.
Right. But there is a few people I've actually spoke with if I needed.
You can call on them?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. So, I mean, you could respond, you know, you could respond to a larger job, for example.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not just a... You know, I'm saying it's setting where you know, where expectations are.
That's right.
It's great to have a one-to-one with people, but you know, on a larger scale, maybe you can instill the same standards in other people.
That's right.
Which is obviously the main.
My passion.
Absolutely,
yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
It's interesting. We were talking about passion, weren't we?
Yeah.
Earlier about what.
Yeah.
We all have our various things. I think as time goes on, as like networking, I will say this. Is that you get to know what people are really like and how they respond, you know. And I think today was quite interesting because the people who turned up today were the regulars, but then we discovered quite a lot more, I think, about others. And as a cleaning, I'm trying to get to a thread on this, but cleaning as a, you know, something which everyone should do. Or should it be built in as well? You know, your 20-year-old son is, you know, when he's living, presumably when he moves out at some stage, will he take those habits with him?
I think he will do.
That.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because he understands that it's important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you're, it's interesting, you know, different people things of different. I was saying about smell, my sense of smell is not very good, so I don't see it, but I have lots of things like running shoes. Yeah, which are notorious.
Yeah.
And you get used to them, but you know, other people come into the house for the first time or something, it hits them immediately.
Yeah.
So how do you get rid of running shoe odour or something like that? You know, something...
Baking soda.
Baking soda?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know...
As in powder?
Yeah, or leave them outside for a while.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Natural air. You know, if they're... when you run, do you wear socks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah. I mean, I always think shoes next to feet sweat more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know.
Stinky shoes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what do they do with that? I come back, you run, don't you?
I run. When I come back, well, naturally, I remove my shoes outside and then I come in. You know, if it's not raining and that, my shoes can be left on the mat outside. So if they are sweaty, by the time I do bring them in, you know, naturally they've dried. And if there was an odour, there is no longer an odour naturally. And then from there, I will bring them inside. But for some reason, I don't really have... sweaty, odorly feet, you know. Yeah,
we're talking female versus male here.
But to be honest,
teenage
with
boys,
yeah, but my son never really had, maybe because he's got so many trainers, maybe that's what it is, but he didn't really seem to have odorly shoes. Because I know my nephew, his trainers, she used to say, oh, Jen, so bad.
Yeah.
But my son doesn't, you know. But as I said, we leave our shoes outside. Right. We'll let them air dry and then we'll take them in. Otherwise, you can wash trainers and hang them on the washing line.
I would do that. But you run daily. You're always running in wet shoes then.
Yeah.
Unless you find, yeah. So baking powder, do you mean actually powder? Just sprinkle the powder in?
I sprinkle a bit, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know.
Just an ordinary baking powder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that will remove any odour.
Odours. Yes.
Odourly. I love that item.
Odourly.
Odourly shoes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
No, I think, so you said you run.
I run. Yes.
Okay.
And I have a room full of shoes, running kit stuff, which is always in various states of sweatiness.
Straight into the wash.
Yeah. I'd rinse it.
Okay.
I rinse a lot of kit.
Yeah. But don't use fabric softener.
Oh, right.
Because I find fabric softener and gear when you work out, for some reason, the two don't go together. I think it tends to attract more odours. So I just use...
Interesting theory.
Yeah, I just use like Numbio washing detergent.
Yeah.
But I do not use fabric softener. Not in my clothes, what I work out in. For some reason, I think the fabric, there's something in it.
Well, the modern fabric.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the two of them just do not go together.
So you put it down to the conditioner, softener. Because I mind that those modern shirts, you know, the modern fabrics.
Yeah.
They wick and they do work in that sense. But once worn, they stink.
Well, this is it.
I'm
put
terrible.
Fabric
my stuff. I can't. I literally have to have this stuff outside. Leave it outside.
Yeah. Well, I like as well the summer months because, you know, like I said, no fabric softener. Wash and hang on the washing line, and I find that way they come in and they're naturally fresh. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Right. That's a good thing. Mm. So.
No fabric softener.
No fabric softener. Well, we're going to. Listen, that was really interesting because I know Roger hasn't said very much, but you've learned a lot, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes. I was just going to say, so not contributed much, but learned a lot this morning.
Learned a lot. Well, that's always a good sign. And you'll be your turn next. So I'll go. I'm going to leave it at that because that's already 18 minutes.
Ooh.
So there's a good thing. Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah.